This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana State University received over $900,000 from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to study an agricultural weed causing problems for Montana farmers. The study will analyze how wild oats become herbicide resistant and will look into new techniques to manage the weed. Wild oats slow down local farmers' productivity, especially in barley crops. Montana is the nation's leading producer for barley, making wild oats particularly problematic in our state. Jennifer Lakowitz, an associate professor in MSU's College of Agriculture, received two grants from the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture for her work blending several disciplines including plant genetics, remote sensing, and molecular biology. The Wild Oats Project aims to give agricultural producers recommendations for either precise herbicide applications or alternative management practices. Almost 1 million acres of barley were planted in Montana in 2024. Montana has been the top barley-producing state in the nation for several years. About a quarter of the state's total barley acreage in 2024 was planted with MSU-developed varieties of barley used for malting, forage, and feed. Lakowitz said that wild oats have been a growing concern in Montana since farmers have been growing small grains, and that the wild oats' degree of resistance to herbicides has changed significantly in recent years. Because resistant wild oats are now found more widely in Montana and are frequently resistant to all common agricultural herbicides, applying those products where they won't work costs producers unnecessary money and can cause further herbicide resistance to develop, as well as potentially harming other beneficial plants nearby. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services invites Montanans to send holiday gift donation boxes for Montana State Hospital patients. Montana State Hospital is the only publicly operated inpatient psychiatric hospital in the state. It provides treatment to adults who have serious mental illnesses and who are referred from hospitals, mental health programs, and district courts from across Montana. The holiday gift-giving program is called the Gift with a Lift program and wants to ensure that all patients receive gifts during the holidays. The program is jointly coordinated by the National Alliance for Mental Illness Montana and DPHHS. The holiday Gift with a Lift donation boxes have been set up at various locations across the state to receive holiday gifts to benefit Montana State Hospital patients. Good ideas for gifts include gloves, jackets, slippers, blankets and throws, handheld AM/FM radios, and stationery. MSH is especially in need of winter coats for men and women in sizes medium through 3X. Larger sizes are preferred, but hoodies and items with strings will not be accepted. People can drop off gifts at participating community drop sites by December 6th or at the Montana State Hospital by December 11th. In Bozeman, the drop-off site is the Bozeman Senior Center at 807 North Tracy Avenue. Drop-off times are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.